1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, I don't care if it's diabetes or you've gained too much weight over the last year and you're wanting to lose it, I don't care what it is. If you're tired all the time, low energy levels, hormones all over the place, or you're just trying to figure out that you need a new game plan. A new game plan for your health, for your life. That's what the show's about. Giving you options, information, giving you ideas on how to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Now, that's what the show is about. You can always give me an email, shoot it. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Regardless, just remember that this show is all about you. So whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. We're going to kick it off with Joel. Hi, Joel.
Thank you. I've had a constant chronic headache for going on 5 years. It'll be this coming August. A current neurologist said I've been on over 120 different medicines, everything from antidepressant, anti-seizure, anti-convulsives, a bunch of experimental drugs, and there's never been any consensus on the headaches, and it's just, you know, it's just been a long 5 years.
And nothing you do seems to be able to help, being all the different doctors, and really there's no answers. Is it kind of where you are right now?
Yeah, and it's been nonstop pain for 5 years. And I heard earlier you were talking about headaches on the left side of the head.
Yeah, there's different things that can happen with headaches on different part of the head where they hurt, and there's some research out behind that. But yours hurt primarily where? All over?
Side of my head. They originally thought it was hemicrania continua, but that is responsive to indomethacin. But that's part of the diagnosis is responsive to that.
Right.
So one of the specialists thought it was a variant of hemicrania because it's not responsive to that. The only thing that's slightly helpful is Botox treatment, but that just kind of masks the symptoms.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid is all
right,
that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, sometimes let's talk diet for just a minute because I need to get a couple of thoughts behind me on that. Do you eat well and do you drink a lot of caffeine? Yes or no?
Caffeine makes my headache worse. It's something I learned early on, so I try to stay away from caffeine. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink sodas at all, maybe once a month, if that even.
But what about your diet overall, your diet? Healthy, not healthy, so-so?
Fair. I don't eat a lot of fast food. Going to McDonald's is, kind of like, saying that you've got the plague or something. My daughters hate, going to fast foods. We tend to shy away from fast foods. We cook at home as much as possible. We don't eat a lot of fried foods, salads, vegetables with every meal. It's not perfect, but, we really don't do a lot of fast foods or processed foods.
That's okay. Good. It gives me a good picture. Well, here's the deal. Headaches obviously can come from different areas, and there's a lot of different factors that can cause the headache to hurt. It could be structural, meaning that it could be coming from the base of the neck. There could be some restrictions there. There could be some irritations that you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician maybe take a look at and do an evaluation there just for one aspect of it. And then the other aspect could be nutritional. It could be vascular. So, if all the doctors have kind of looked at it, and everybody is kind of scratching their head and really doesn't have any answers, you might want to go down kind of that structural route that I talked about and the nutritional route, because with nutrition, we can become easily deficient, and believe it or not, headaches are really, really big triggers for nutritional deficiencies. One of those is called acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's the most prevalent neurotransmitter that we have in our brain, and it connects, obviously, it's a chemical that connects all the nerves together and makes the transmission happen. When we get low in acetylcholine, a lot of things happen. We get, our memory kind of goes down a little bit, cognition, as we call it, goes down, and our brains just don't click, and they don't function as high capacity as they used to. A lot of things can cause it. Stress levels can cause it. Poor diet over a long period of time can cause that. There's a variety of factors. But regardless, when that becomes low, it can really come on and trigger a lot of headaches. So one thing you can look into, and you might want to do some research on, are ways to raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. You can even go to your physician. Now, it's not standard of care, so you might have to pay cash for it, but you can ask them to run acetylcholine receptor, binding receptor test. That's a blood test that they can run and easily check and see exactly what's going on as far as the receptors go, see if they're low, see, you know, see if they're functioning effectively. It's a pretty good blood test. So you might want to have that looked at by your doctor. Just a thought. Anyway, getting the acetylcholine levels up typically can help quite a bit when you're dealing with headaches at a chronic level like you're looking at. Some foods that are out there that they've known to be able to raise that are protein-rich and fat-rich, and those are the healthy fats, such as eggs. Whole eggs have been known because they've got two components in the egg yolk that are very good. So you've got choline and lecithin, both of those together, have been known to help with acetylcholine levels in the brain. And then also, staying away from coffee and all that. That's why I was talking about the caffeine. If you stay off of the caffeine, it's shown that it can help with acetylcholine levels. So one kind of drives the other. So those two are hand in hand. There's one more supplement out there that's got really good research on it as far as raising acetylcholine levels. It's called Huperzine A. And Huperzine A, you can go to your health food store, talk to those folks about it, and, of course, see what the labels say and all that. But there's good research behind that. I know it's frustrating to deal with headaches, painful, and it's almost like one of those things. I haven't personally never had suffered with those, but I've worked with a lot of people who have. And I know it's one of those deals where it's like you can empathize, and but you can't sympathize with me. It's like if you don't have them every day, you don't really know the pain. So I've had a headache before, but at the same time, you know, I've never had them to that extreme. So I understand that it's painful, but I don't know what it feels like. But I can tell you this. There are options, and you don't have to be stuck. And I would look on the structural route, find someone that's really good at working on the spinal structures and getting them back into proper alignment, only because it's vital when you're dealing with headaches. And it's not something you have to do all the time, but you want to make sure you get that into position and then work with the nutrition, those two hand in hand. Because when you're looking at it from just a more of a neurochemical standpoint, as far as pharmaceuticals, they can help and they can manage, but a lot of times they're not getting to the root cause, and getting to the root cause might be the deficiency that you're looking for. So look into the blood test and keep us posted on how that goes. A lot of great things out there to work on. You just got to maybe look at it from a little bit different of an angle. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're ready to get well, stay well, and live well. That's what this show is all about. It's about you. It's about your health and your life. Going back to the phone lines now to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Good evening. So I work in a research office looking at people with mental disorders, and part of it is we'll check their labs and that kind of a thing. I've got a large number of the people that I'm seeing, and I just want to be clear, I'm not a doctor, but a lot of the patients that I work with all have elevated cholesterol and more specifically triglycerides. And I was talking with one of them, and they had mentioned that years and years ago they had noticed that their triglycerides were up, and they had started trying to control by themselves with diet. They started eating a lot of oatmeal, taking some red yeast rice supplements. And I just wanted to know what kind of other options might they have. A lot of these people don't have access to health care, very limited or no income, so we're going to have to talk cheaper generic medications or, you know, over-the-counter supplements, vitamins, that kind of a thing. But I just wanted to know what else was out there. Now, when I looked up the red yeast rice, I saw that it has a lot the same molecule that a lot of statins have. And because of that, the FDA kind of watches a lot of them, the higher statins, the ones that have more statin in them are usually more regulated, or they have to stop manufacturing those. So I was kind of, I cautioned the person against taking that just because you never really know what you're getting. But any ideas that you might have would be great.
Sure, absolutely. So where you work, obviously their doctors monitor them, but you're saying that no one's really helping them on the lifestyle side really come up with a game plan. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Pretty much, correct. We're just kind of, I mean, it's mental health office pretty much specifically, so we're kind of, you know, we're just trying to get them mentally stable, and we usually will refer them back to their PCP or a general practitioner to try and do those kind of lifestyle changes.
Now, are they open? I mean, if you come up with a game plan that you think would be good for them, or do you, I guess you have a good enough relationship with their primary care docs to pick up the phone and go, hey, we want to do this with, you know, Bobby Sue here, and we think it would really help her on the lifestyle side. Are you okay with her eating more eggs or whatever, and or taking red yeast rice? And those kind of conversations can take place?
Yeah, for the most part, although I do have to be clear, a lot of, and not with this particular person that I'm asking about, but a lot of them, you know, they, like I said, very limited income. They don't go to the doctor simply because they feel they can't afford to go to the doctor.
Okay, I got it. Well, there's a couple of things I would tell you. First, just like I talked about, eggs are really important. But let me ask this question first. So their triglycerides and their cholesterol levels are elevated, and they are not taking medicine? They're not taking statin drugs, or they are?
They are not taking any kind of statin or prescription medications for cholesterol or anything along those lines.
Because they don't want to, or they don't feel like they can afford it, back to that whole paradigm, right?
Yeah, it's more of the can't afford it rather than don't want to.
Okay, because we can just talk medications for a second. If they can get to a doctor, then, I mean, the statin drugs, simvastatin is on the $4 list. And so, I mean, they can get these generic drugs like Walmart and some of the other, you know, larger pharmacies and whatnot. They have them on what they call the $4 list, and they can get them really, really cheap. I just want you to know that from if anybody that you're working with decides that they want to go the medical route. Now, if they want to go the natural route, then here's a couple of things. Eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that you have, but let me give you a little caveat to that. Just so you know, cholesterol levels that are in a healthy range, and what I mean healthy is between about 180 and 220. Now, a lot of doctors will disagree with that because standard of care is under 200. So for the sake of standard of care, we can just say 180 to 200, all right, if we want to say that. But I'm just telling you, from the more natural alternative side, they're okay with the ranges up to 220, okay? When the cholesterol drops too low, a couple of things happen. We need cholesterol in the body to manufacture hormones. Hormone levels can drop. Testosterone can drop. For a male example, when testosterone levels drop, then brain cognition goes down, memory goes down, and drive goes down, okay? So when you're dealing with mental health, you want to make sure you're maximizing everything from dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, GABA. So you want to make sure all your neurotransmitters are elevated, right, or in good range, so you don't have to manipulate those with drugs. And then you also want to make sure that all the hormone levels are good, because when testosterone levels are healthy, men feel healthy. When they're low, men feel low. And you know, so that's just kind of something just to note. So to get the cholesterol levels too low would be something you want to keep an eye on if you're kind of helping out, be a friend to some of these folks. But eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. Obviously cheap. You can get them for $2 a carton, whatever, at the store. And or whoever you work with is, you know, I'm sure it's pretty inexpensive. So that's the whole egg, cooked in coconut oil or butter, because those are the two oils. There you go. Butter's cheap. All right. Those are the two oils that don't break down into a trans fat with heat. And then keeping protein levels and healthy fat levels, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those are all the healthy fats, and those are all, you know, obviously not that expensive from a food source. Carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, breads, cereals, those kind of carbohydrates are going to keep triglyceride levels up, which is not a good thing, okay, for the plaquing inside the arteries and whatnot. It's also going to keep the LDL cholesterols, because the sugar content, it's going to keep the LDLs rising and the HDLs, which are the good parts of the cholesterol, lowering. So you want to stay away from the processed carbohydrates and a lot of the starchy carbs, sticking with more fruits and vegetables, and keeping the protein levels moderate within the diet. That's pretty much standard from a nutritional avenue as far as giving a good, you know, I guess, game plan for overall health. Now, as far as supplements, I'm only a big fan for a couple of things. The red yeast rice has research behind it, so I like that one. So if you're going to go to a health food store, that's pretty cheap. And vitamin E, as long as they're not on any kind of any type of blood thinners, and the doctors haven't put them on anything like that. So vitamin E's got good research on it. So I would encourage you to go and do some research on those two, because vitamin E's in all the standard medical texts for stopping the plaquing inside the artery. It's pretty amazing when you start reading about it. But those two are something to look up. The foods, it's all about the ratios. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I lay out those ratios of what are good and what's not. But the oatmeal and all that, it's kind of old school. It really, really is not that great for cholesterol. Thanks for the call.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Sandra in Murfreesboro, Tennessee writes, I'm only 42, but I'm started to have problems with varicose veins. What do you think? Well, varicose veins can come from a variety of places. One thing we know is that when the liver begins to have some issues, and I mean just slightly, that can begin to cause some of the varicose veins. Also, nutritional deficiencies can cause that too. So you might want to look up a component called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. A lot of research on rutin. It comes from a lot of different vegetable sources and can be very, very helpful with building up the structural integrity of the veins in the body. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot me that email, and don't forget that your health always starts with your choices, no matter what. Doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going. Doesn't matter if you've messed up for the last 5 years. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because today can be a brand new day. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And with research that we have now in lifestyle-based healthcare, knowing that literally the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get, the air that we breathe quality-wise, the water we drink, all of those factors actually matter. If 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, that's pretty much good news. It means that, well, okay, 20% or so are genetics that we can't really control too much, what grandma and grandpa handed down to us, but we can maximize what we have in our lifestyle choices every single day. On this show, that's what it's all about, is getting you to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Alyssa, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I have a 16-year-old daughter who 8 weeks ago was put on the paleo diet for three different reasons. She was having some stomach issues, acne issues, and weight issues. The paleo diet has been great to help her stomach issues, but she has actually gained weight while she's on the diet, which we thought was probably virtually impossible. And so we're wondering why that could happen and if we're maybe missing something. I think seeing some progress in that direction would make her happy.
So give me her paleo diet real quickly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just give me the basics of what she's doing with it.
Breakfast, eggs, and fruit. Lunch, usually a salad with fruit, maybe some chicken in it. And dinner, and meat and vegetable. No grains, no potatoes, no legumes.
One little trick that works, too, and just a quick note. You say she's gained weight, but do her clothes fit light, looser, or are they feeling tighter?
Are your clothes looser or tighter? I think they fit about the same. Yeah, right. I think she's about the same.
When you start on the paleo diet or a diet similar to that, many times you'll start gaining some muscle and lose body fat, but your body will gain weight. That's why I always ask people, if your clothes fit a little bit looser, your body composition is probably changing just a little bit. And I know that it sounds like a bunch of, you know what, but it's true. And it really is the way the body works. And it won't happen by like 15 pounds, but for it to happen 4 to 6 pounds, that's pretty average and pretty common. So she's been doing that for a little bit of time. You know, that could be one of the issues. Now, at 5'9", 169, she's got a pretty good amount of weight, and she's probably not getting that many calories. Here's another little trick of the trade, too, in the nutrition world and metabolism. If you don't get enough food, then it can actually cause her metabolism to slow down and cause her to hold on to weight, because the body will go into a starvation mode. And even though she's active and burning all these calories and whatnot, technically, the body, if it's not getting enough, will begin to slow down. So how often does she do her basketball practice and her sports and all that? Is this every day?
Probably three times a week.
5 days a week? Now, on the day she doesn't do practice and all that, does she run or do any other kind of exercise?
Yes. I mean, she'll swim or she'll be out even just playing a pickup game with her siblings or going for a walk or volleyball or something.
Okay. One little trick that can be helpful is her snacks in between. Probably want to cut out the fats and do more of a protein source, like even a protein shake of some kind, a whey protein-based shake, and a piece of fruit, like an apple and orange. And cut out the fat on that one. The carbohydrates and the protein are going to help her recover. Also add some healthy calories for her based around her workouts. And there's another little trick called bracketing. Bracketing is where you'll do, say, maybe 25 grams of protein, which is one scoop of protein powder with water, and maybe an orange about 30 minutes before a workout, and then you do the same thing after a workout. What it does, it replenishes all the glycogen that you've lost during the exercise, and also puts back into the muscle tissue, because it's at the highest rate of where it will absorb the nutrients back into the muscle cell right after a workout. For someone that's an athlete that does not do that, you're missing a window to maximize your muscle tissue and minimize body fat, and will actually help you get trimmer and into better shape at that point. Now, is she doing cardio work outside of just her training? Like when she does
her working out,
she's not. Okay, so what does she do on her days? She swims and what else? On her
She swims, she plays volleyball, she plays, you know, pickup basketball games, but she's not doing like a CrossFit or a stringent cardio type workout.
Okay. And when she plays pickup games, what do they last? 45 minutes, hour, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How much water is she drinking?
I think she's drinking maybe 6 to 8 glasses a day.
Okay. This is another key for when you're looking at weight and that sort of thing. Gallon of water You know, have her at least carry something with her. You carry a jug or carry a larger bottle so she can monitor it. The goal is half her body weight in ounces. So, I mean, for her, you know, hitting around 80 ounces, maybe, you know, 70 or 85 ounces, I guess, a day would be a good number. So get a bottle or something where she can track that, make sure she's hitting that every day. You can always add on about 20% more if you're an athlete to that number. So she may want to shoot for about 100 ounces a day, and that's what a lot of the research says out there right now. And so those are some keys. Has she had blood work done with her physician to check and make sure all her hormone levels, thyroid,
came back. Everything came back clean on that.
Okay, well, good.
And she's actually going to do a vitamin B12 supplement. But other than that, everything came back just fine.
Her energy levels are good?
They fluctuate quite a bit. There's days she's got a lot of energy. There's other days where she's really dragging.
Eats breakfast first thing when she wakes up?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. So you got her on a good plan. I would stick to what you're doing. Add more of the protein and the carbohydrates. Drop a little of the fats in between meals and bracket the workouts. Increase the calories probably a little bit within the meals and then monitor that. Do you have a nutritionist that you're working with? Or just are you just kind of winging it on your own? You do? Okay.
Yeah. The same doctor who put her on the paleo is basically DO/nutritionist. So he's great about that.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I would just continue with what they have you on. It's a great concept, okay? As far as the concept within the paleo diet and what you're doing, it's really good. And it will work. It's not that there's, you know, her body's just weird and different and it's not going to drop the weight. Realize that there is a set point for people. And your body has a set point, and it's very hard to fight against that set point. Whether you're wanting to gain weight, like I get, you know, someone that's skinny that wants to gain a bunch of weight, or if you're a little bit overweight and you're wanting to get down, you're going to work against that set point. So for her, the exercise is a key, but also getting enough calories in. I mean, I've seen that so many times, and you might want to mention that to the one who's kind of guiding you in this, is that if the calorie intake is not strong enough, and there's a really good test. I don't know if they have this in their office, but it's called a metabolic test or an REE review. This test, you inhale into a machine, and it will actually give you the resting metabolic rate, the amount of calories that her body probably needs, even at rest versus being active, and you might be shocked. A lot of people think, for girls, the women, they'll think it's 1,500 calories, and it'll be like 2,800. Something where you just think that's a ton. But for someone that is her height and weight and probably carrying the lean muscle tissue that she carries, you know, she may need 2,400 calories. So if you don't get that much, you're going to cause the body to kind of shut down and not really burn what you're wanting it to burn. So getting enough calories in every single day sometimes is a trigger as well. I'll give you a little trick too. If your doctor has not checked her pituitary gland, HGH levels. One little thing we found throughout the years is that the thyroid can show you good numbers, okay, on the blood test. And we all think everything is fine. But you dig a little bit deeper, and the HGH levels are extremely low. And the primary to the thyroid is the pituitary gland. If the pituitary gland is low in function and output, then it's not going to maximize the metabolic potential of the body. And so raising pituitary function is always going to be more important than focusing on the thyroid function at that point. So just a little trick to look at. You might want to mention that to he or she, whoever's working with her, and that can be helpful, okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, send me an email. I'd be glad to make it part of the show. 80% of the health challenges we face today are what? The diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? Because you can lifestyle your way into getting sick many times. You can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. It's about choices. It's about educating yourself. It's about understanding what you can do to improve your health. The good news is, doesn't matter where you've been. It matters about the choices you make today. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. And don't you forget, there's always hope for better health.
church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The woman with a flesh-eating disease is now breathing on her own. The 24-year-old Georgia woman with a flesh-eating disease is now breathing on her own, according to her father. Late Sunday, Andy Copeland blogged that Amy Copeland had been off the ventilator for more than 10 hours and was cracking jokes and displaying other typical behaviors. Amy developed a rare condition called necrotizing fasciitis after her left leg was cut in a zipline accident on May 1st. Most of her left leg has been amputated, and the doctor said last week that her hands and remaining foot would also need to be amputated. And his latest update, Andy Copeland said he's grateful for the outpouring of concern for his daughter. And, of course, our prayers go with him as well. I can't imagine having your daughter go through that. So their attitude, I don't know if you've been following the reports and whatnot, but really has been a testimony to the family, to Amy, and how they've walked through this tragic situation, and they're really turning into something so positive. And when the media, many times, things can be so negative and down and out, and then when you see this, it obviously just probably grips your heart to know that, you know, a bacteria has done this to her. She's out just playing around on a zip line, and this has just taken over her body, seemingly. But the attitude that she's had to really be a victor instead of a victim in the middle of all this, especially with the media attention, I hope is just an encouragement to so many people that have things going on in our daily lives, and we complain and we drag around about it. I mean, when you look at someone like Amy, who is struggling just to hold on to body parts and having a good attitude in the middle of it all, and her family, says a lot. I know it's been an encouragement to me just to watch, and any time I've ever worked with patients that have been in the most challenging situations. I mean, you work in the hospitals, and it just will blow you away to see some of the cases. But it's amazing. So to see someone with a good attitude that walks through that says so much about the person's character. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call you about potency, if I could, meaning that I usually, my man who usually, stiff as an iron rod, now is more or less pine wood, and I'm scared it's going to turn into a...
Right, so things aren't working like they used to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm able to perform, but, you know, not like I used to. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, when you're young, the wind blow along and you're ready to go.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now I have to, you know, work at it a little bit and, you know, get it there.
What is your age now, James?
I'm 44. I'm medium size. I'm 5'9", 5'10". 165 pounds, 170 pounds. I don't have diabetes, don't have blood pressure or anything like that. So I'm trying to figure out, is it stress or anything, you know, psychological, you know, that kind of thing.
It can be, yeah, very much so. I mean, when you're going through, depending on your stage of life, and one thing, yes, when you're younger, things work a little bit better, but also you're not stressed out. I mean, you go through about a good 20 years of life, from your 20s to your 40s, and it can put a toll on you a little bit. So that is one thing. If you know, being overweight is another issue with ED. That can be a challenge. But another thing is just making sure the testosterone levels have not dropped too dramatically. I mean, they're going to decline a little bit throughout the years. But if you've been under a lot of stress, and in the brain there's a chemical called dopamine. If dopamine levels drop, testosterone levels will drop. Performance will drop. So they all go hand in hand. So have you had your blood test done recently with your family doctor to see where the numbers are?
Yeah, I did it a few months ago, and they said, are you asleep? Because you have absolutely no blood pressure. Are you asleep? Are you awake? You know, are you dead? You know, it's just,
yeah.
They're like,
but what are the testosterone levels? What were the testosterone levels that they checked, low or high, did they tell you?
No, they didn't check. They didn't check at the time because I wasn't really too concerned about it, but I just really recently started dating, and then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God.
Right. I understand. Well, here's the deal. First, you want to go to your doctor, have them check your testosterone levels. That's a pretty important piece to the puzzle, okay? And, you know, making sure that the numbers are where they need to be is a big key. And, you know, there can be some psychological issues with it, too. Stress, anxiety, performance. You know, you said you're dating again. Were you married before?
Divorced about 3 years ago, and three, 4 years ago.
How long were you married?
We was married 6 years, and about last year, it could be psychological, but just last year, I just really got a finish with court, and, you know, forcing her to do things, you know, that she should have been doing, yada, yada, yada. So, and, you know, just lost my job and starting school, so I can probably see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that to me sounds more what we call psychosomatic than anything else. It's in your head. It's causing things in your body not to work that well. When a guy goes through a divorce, you know, that's a big deal, okay? People can blow it off. It's a big deal. You're dating new women, so there's something that, I mean, whether you believe you're supposed to be doing that or not, it's up to you. It's a personal decision. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of factors that can play into that. You lose your job, you go through financial tough times for a man, that's a tough piece. I would get all the nutritional factors looked at. I would have the blood test looked at. But realize there is a psychological component that's going on with this and that you're going to have to work through. That's really going to be a big piece to everything working the way it needs to again. But get all the information, gather that, and then if you want, you can always shoot me an email. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.